Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon.
Susan.
This is Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
What the hell was that?
Why did that say Susan?
Laura, what? Let me shut that again.
Susan.
This is Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
Hello, Chopper.
Hello, Susan. I don't get this.
No, you were off last week. Basically...
What?
Basically, Laura calls me Susan sometimes. Have you noticed?
No.
She'll call me and go, "Hi, Susan," and she'll send loads of emails going, "Hi, Susan," every time she speaks to me, pretty much.
Right. And I must have missed this strange quirk of your relationship.
We were talking about this last week, and it turns out that loads of our listeners have names for their friends that aren't actually their real names.
Well, like nicknames.
Yeah. But some people, let's say your name was Mark, because it is.
Yeah, thanks.
Call their mate Bob or Fred for no particular reason.
That's very strange.
It's very strange.
I just thought that I'd change a few of your IDs around.
Susan on Radio 1.
Thanks very much.
So, I mean, the voiceover artist especially recorded a whole load of Susan jingles.
Susan on Radio 1.
Thanks for that, Laura. That's real nice. You've obviously been real busy today.
Another profitable day, yeah. Hard at work for you.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, someone has sent this to me, Tom in Worthing, thank you, on email. You know how some people have, like, an amazing party trick?
Mm.
Like, they can do magic, or they can do, like, things with their mouth. They can, like, that woman off X Factor who played her nose. Do you remember the nose flute?
Yes.
Yeah. I always felt a bit left out, like, even as a child, because I couldn't even do, you know, that farty thing you do under your arm with your hand?
No, I can't
even
do that either.
Can you not do that?
No.
Everyone else could do it, under their arm or their leg. Could I? No. Mm. Can't even whistle.
No, I can't, with fingers in your mouth.
Try it.
No, I can't. No.
I kind of wish I had a party trick.
Feeling a bit inadequate.
Well, a lot of people have them, and I kind of want one, and I've never had one. I get asked what it is all the time, I don't know.
Can you juggle?
Nope. Mm. Right. How good is this, though, right? There's these people, Tom sent me this, and they're like human bagpipes. They can make themselves into bagpipes. What they do is they just put their finger kind of against their vocal cords like that, and voila, instant human bagpipes. Have a listen. That is amazing.
Oh.
Finger against the vocal cord. How good is that? Imagine being able to say, "Oh, Scott, what's your party trick?" Well, actually, I can be a human bagpipe. But I would love that. Am I the only person in the world not to have a party trick?
Me as well.
Right. I mean, if there's anyone out there that maybe could teach me a simple one or something.
Can't, like, you learn that?
I think it's hard. It sounds hard. If anyone has a party trick that I could learn, that you can do, right, send me a text to 81199, because I really want one, badly.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
You know how it works. They come up to you and go, "Here's your phone number," and you go, "Yeah, here it is," and you give them Flirt Divert, only if you don't fancy them. Don't do anything with them, and then give them the Flirt Divert number, which has been happening a lot lately. That's not the idea of Flirt Divert, you're not playing nice.
Well, we're not going to hear Perez Hilton on this, are we?
Yeah, he's first up.
Is he?
Hey, Scott Mills, this is Perez Hilton. I'm here until Saturday, call me.
Shall we call him and give him Flirt Divert?
Where's this wee business coming to it?
Would you do it for me?
No!
Are we 5 years old?
Oh, go on.
No.
I don't want to ring him.
What do you want me to... All right, I'll ring him if you want me to.
All right, we'll get
on your behalf?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Saying I can't come out or something.
Saying you can't come out, you can't come out to play.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Right, here's the people you've met this weekend on Flirt Divert. Oh, this is sad.
Hello, I just called to say thanks for the Valentine's card. And if you give me a call, I'll thank you personally. Bye-bye.
Not going to happen, is it?
No.
Someone sent that bloke a Valentine's
card. That's
cruel, isn't
it?
And they put the Flirt Divert number in it. That happened a lot last week, I think, because you were away, but we were answering the Flirt Divert phone live on air last week, and the same thing happened. We recorded it.
Yeah.
A bloke said that he'd received a card with a number in, and someone being quite rude about his girlfriend.
Oh.
And asked if it was me. Now, does anybody know what this means?
I like, boom, boom, bali, rhythm with the key, Charlie, chop it up. For me, please. Cheers, bye.
Now, that's a bit confusing, because you listen at the end. I do think he's Scottish.
I like, boom, boom, bali, rhythm with the key, Charlie, chop it up. For me, please. Cheers, bye.
You think that was Scottish?
At the end, I think he is Scottish, yes. Now, you know about different kind of music genres, don't you?
Yeah.
Is that jungle he was doing there?
I think it was crunk, wasn't it?
Is he trying to rap to sound cool? Not that I'm saying that the Scottish accent isn't cool enough.
Oh Susan, God. You are in trouble now.
Anyone knows, then let me know. 8119.
So you're saying everybody in Scotland has to rap to sound cool?
No, not at all. I'm just asking if it's some kind of street jive. Instead of... It's a bit more exciting, isn't it? Instead of, hello, it's Brian here. Call me back. You get this instead.
I like, boom, boom, bali, rhythm with the key, Charlie, chop it up.
Now, before you listen to this next one, lads, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, these two ladies have been given the Flirt Divert number. And normally, that happens for a reason.
Hi, Jen, it's Crystal and Chelsea here.
Hi.
Say hi, Crystal, say hi. Hi. We really, really enjoyed last night, and we really want to see you again. Oh, do you want to come over tonight? Turn your bloody phone on! We've been trying for hours. Oh, yeah, one of the mates wants to join us tonight. I hope you don't mind. She likes the sound of it. I think we'll have loads of fun.
What the hell happened at the end?
I imagine those two looking a bit like Cilla and Janice Battersby off Corrie.
They've got very glamorous names, haven't they? Crystal and Chelsea. They sound like your kind of dream girl, don't they? What was happening at the end?
Did
she fall down a hole or something?
Big hole.
Yeah.
Oh,
0770-774-914.
No, anyhow.
It's the Flirt Divert number. Should I play the jingle?
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
Hello, who's that, please?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda, where are you?
I'm heading home to Fife from work.
Scotland, talent is on. Right, okay, have you got a party trick for me?
I do have one. I've been able to do this since I was 8 years old.
Okay, and will I be able to learn it?
You could.
Okay, yes. Go on then.
I can talk and sneeze like a duck.
Right, okay, yeah.
I'll go. Do the sneeze first, right?
All right, here's a duck sneeze. Right. Hello?
Try it.
No, I can't.
You just talk, you just...
How do you make yourself sneeze?
Okay, yeah, you're freaking me out now a little bit. I can't learn that. No,
I can't. You just fill your mouth with air and talk out of one side of your mouth.
I'm not as talented as you.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Ian and Tamworth thinks that girl picked up a hot plate at the end of the message. That could be what it is, yeah. Or it might be the Chelsea and Crystal workout DVD. They do sound a bit like Samanda. Do you remember them? Sorry for bringing them up off of last year's Big Brother.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This started last night. Laura's favourite new TV show. Let me know if you watched it. She's been waiting so long for this moment, and it finally arrived last night.
Yeah.
The show is... Kerry Katona, Crazy in Love on MTV One. Amazing. You know, like MTV do those...
You are kidding me.
They did that Lisa Scott Lee show, didn't they? Which was brilliant. We love that. And that Totally Boy Band thing. Well, this is kind of similar. And it just follows Kerry around and you get a real insight into her life.
Why would you want that?
She's amazing. And last week I made a whole montage on the wall behind me of Kerry pictures.
Why?
She made
horrible.
A collage
Why?
Of Kerry.
Yeah. Mm. And my screensaver's Kerry.
I'd rather... cut off my own bits with some rusty scissors than have anything to do with that woman.
I think she's great.
On what basis? She's horrible.
I just like her.
Right.
That's Kerry laughing. Any similarities here? We don't need you anymore, Laura. We've just got clips of Kerry Katona instead.
What, laughing in the background?
Laughing in the background.
Say something. Seriously, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I'd rather keep Laura.
Oh!
How rude!
Say something funny, Chopper.
Like what?
Just do a joke, you know, you're funny.
I can't think of a joke off the top of my head.
Really?
There you go. Anything. Stop it. I don't want to even hear her.
Also, if you didn't see this show, here's just a few little bits that do really provide a fascinating insight into the actual day-to-day life of Kerry Katona.
Get your ass down here now!
Excuse me.
Can force a fart out if you want me to.
I can force a fart out if you want me to.
Can force a fart out if you want me to.
Say what you feel. Any words that are coming into your head now?
Odious.
Don't tell me from behind. I've got piles of been sat down that long.
Oh, shut your trap!
Revolting.
Don't like it?
I can't stand the woman.
Mark. Mark.
She's talking to you.
What was
Mark.
That?
Mark.
Ugh.
Do you remember earlier I asked you to record a couple of bits of your voice for me?
Yeah.
I didn't really tell you what it was for.
No, just do as you tell me.
Right, we've made a little thing, okay?
Yeah.
A little something which I think you might enjoy. I want you to imagine, right, that you, Mark, are the actual Mark.
I don't want to imagine that.
And you're at home with Kerry in her house. You've been filmed on MTV1. And you've got some essential oils, right? And you're just gently rubbing her feet.
Oof. He always, always, always rubs my feet.
Oh, that's nice.
Babe. Do you like that? You're gorgeous, you are.
Mark!
They're a bit crap.
That is revolting.
A bit crap, but you get the idea.
No, I don't want the
Again.
Idea.
He always, always, always rubs my feet.
Oh, that's nice. Babe.
Do you like that? You're gorgeous, you are.
Mark!
Seriously, that isn't funny.
Right, okay.
And it works, because he's called Mark right, and he's
yeah.
called Mark.
See? Actually, what happened on the show will probably gross you out more. Here we go.
He always, always, always rubs my feet.
Oh, that's nice,
babe.
Yeah, do you like that? You've got all black between your toes and you've not been bathing.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually feel sick.
Can we play
what
you?
What are they doing, giving this horrible woman this exposure?
It's quite hairy, these legs.
No, they're not.
They are. She's bloody got hairy legs.
Mark!
Can I play something else that we've made?
No.
And what else do you like about me?
You were Queen of the Jungle. I think you were brilliant in those Iceland adverts. And you were the really talented one in Atomic Kitten. The best one.
No, be serious now, please.
All right, then you're revolting.
I've got piles.
Do you like that?
No.
Susan on Radio 1.
Stop playing that!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello. Hello, who's that?
Jillian from high school.
How can I help?
You're looking for a new party trick.
Yeah, I do want a party trick.
I've been playing them for years.
Playing what for years?
Cool bagpipes.
Bagpipes, okay, good. Right, off you go then, Jillian.
Okey-doke, yeah. How's that?
How am I going to learn that?
Well, you just hold your nose and throw your head back and
oh, yeah,
whack your throat with your fist.
You hold your nose, throw your head back, and hit yourself in the throat with your fist?
Well, like sort of a jump action.
Yeah, okay, thanks for that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What were you saying earlier? But I like your hair, by the way, Laura. It's real nice.
Thank you.
Obviously, this is radio, so you can't appreciate how amazing Laura's hair looks, new hair.
I said that to her as well, in a kind of, I've noticed that she had her hair done, so I say it.
Girls love that.
And then that's good. And then
girls love it.
Then got a 15-minute anecdote about, it's a disaster.
Mm. No, it's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell us about, what are you saying about the dog and the hairdresser?
Right, when I was in the Bognor, at the hairdresser's, this woman came in with this dog.
Right, in Bognor, right? Her and James, they're like the Posh and Becks of Bognor
We're
Regis.
Not.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of West Sussex.
I was having my hair cut and this woman came in with one of those little dogs, like a chihuahua or something, and I thought it was a bit odd. And then I heard her asking the hairdresser to do her hair like the dogs.
How old was this woman?
She was like 40-odd.
Oh, and she's brought her dog in and said, yeah, can you make me look like that, please?
Yeah, you made me look like a chihuahua.
Yeah, I'm not joking. She's like, can you do my hair? Yeah, the same colour. I can't remember what the dog was called, but it was called, like, Boo-Boo or something like that.
Right.
So weird. And then she put the dog down and it did a poo on the floor. And then the woman refused to believe that that was the dog's poo.
She think it was you.
Yeah, or one of the other staff.
Well, it obviously blatantly was because everyone saw it happen.
I know.
Well, and what did she say?
She was just a bit snotty about it and I just thought, God, she's weird.
Oh, God.
So that... you get all sorts going into my head.
People Which dog did you ask to have your head?
Oh, shut up.
Hang on, I've got something right here. Can you do that again?
Yeah. So which dog did you ask to have your hair cut like?
There we are.
There you go.
It's that kind of thing where people...
Being disappointed if I hadn't have said it.
People are too close to their pets sometimes. It's like I was watching that... I watch great TV, me. I was watching that Paula Abdul show. Has anyone seen that? Hey, Paula. Where it's like a documentary where they follow Paula Abdul around. Only me, then. On ITV2. Does that not sound like your kind of thing?
Not really, no. I can't imagine myself settling down to watch that, really.
It's brilliant. She's good value. But, like, she kisses her dog all the time. You know, people that kiss their dogs on the mouth. Horrible.
No.
It's the same. But I've never heard of anybody actually asking to have their hair like their dog before.
Well, it's always like a thing, isn't it? They're meant to say, like, owners look like their pets, but that's going to extreme, yeah. Isn't it?
Someone says that woman at the barber's sounds barking. Thanks very much.
That's a good one as well.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
This is Curtis Gordon.
Yes?
Please rescue us.
I'll try. I don't know if I can compete with the duck, though.
No, that was weird. Okay, yes. How can I learn your party trick?
Well, my party trick sort of depends on the palm of your hand, because it involves placing the palm of your hand in front of your eye socket and pushing inwards to make a nice farting noise.
Oh!
You can fart with your eye socket?
Yes.
Can I hear that, please?
Of course.
That is horrible. Also, I don't want to try that. It sounds dangerous. Don't try that at home.
Enough, your eye falls
out. Oh!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.